From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and it's great being with you this weekend on Life Change Weekend. And on the weekends, we always bring on guests and friends of ours and people that we, some of them just recently met, to tell their stories or tell us about the book they wrote, or about the trip they've taken. And today we have a very familiar voice on with us, Rick Ramsey, who is International Director of Dino Padrone Ministries, plus he has his own ministry that he's very active with, traveling and preaching. One of the issues that we are involved with and have been for several years is helping some of the pastors in Myanmar. Rick, recently you've had some engagements with them and you haven't gone overseas. Tell us about that.
Yes, as you listeners may or may not know, we're not able to travel to Myanmar currently. They had the coup in 2021, and there's still just great limitations as to what we can do there. And so I began to pray about and talk to them about how we could set up a system whereby we could Zoom in. You know, everyone was doing Zoom during COVID. And of course, we had to get them the equipment for big screen TV. We had to get setups for connections and so on. And that's kind of been a goal. So we've been able to start doing that in recent days, and it's been exciting to see it come together.
Yeah, you know, Rick, when COVID hit, we were all having great concerns about church attendance and so forth. And although we certainly don't endorse people just sitting at home and not going to church, yet the Zoom, those kind of social media issues have been a real blessing to some. And I understand now that you're doing some of that with them.
Yes, we started a couple of weeks ago. I did a devotional there with them on the life of Hezekiah, just a brief introduction to test out our system. That particular day, the lights went out. Now, it was 7 p.m. their time. It was 8:30 a.m. my time. And the country just randomly will shut the lights out. Now, their internet, I guess they had a backup generator, possibly. The internet continued to work, but they were in the dark, but only for a minute or so, and then we was able to continue. And then yesterday, we began doing a series. I'm teaching the students on the life of a Bible character whose name is Barnabas.
I imagine that's a very interesting study. Barnabas has always been a person of great interest to a lot of Bible students, Rick. Share with us some of the things that you're talking about and what you're teaching there with these college students about Barnabas.
Well, you know, when I was there in 2020, I taught in their seminary for 10 days on the life of David. So I told our representative over there, Pastor Munn, I said, I'd like to do something on the New Testament. And Barnabas is my favorite, outside, of course, of our Lord Jesus. Barnabas is my favorite character in the New Testament. All of them, of course, have wonderful characteristics. But Barnabas is just a wonderful character, and I have developed and studied and meditated on. And actually, initially, when you and I first connected about missions ministry, I had just begun what I had called my Barnabas ministry of encouragement to pastors and churches.
I've always found it interesting, Rick, that there are a number of pastors that I know that feel like they have this calling of having a ministry to encourage others. And I saw that in you as well. I think of a good friend of ours that you and I have, David Arnold, who's done a magnificent ministry in Africa. He began with encouragement. It seems like that's one of the gifts that God gives to pastors. And when they're done with their local church, they don't lose that gift. They multiply that gift in other areas. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, well, you know, Romans chapter 12 speaks of the gift of encouragement. Romans chapter 12, verse 8, he says, those who have the gift to encourage, let them encourage. And so by nature, I think a pastor is going to have that as one of his gifts. So I guess it is kind of a natural continuation for when you come out of the pastorate to want to continue to use your gift, as it should be with anyone.
Yeah, we're going to ask you, Rick, for just a moment here about some of the things about Barnabas and encouragement you're telling the students there, because I think that's a fascinating subject for all of us. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron chatting with you, our guest on, who really isn't a guest to this program because he's on as our international director and on often as Rick Ramsey. And I want to remind you that we are starting the Padron Ministry College. It is starting very shortly now, and we're very excited about what God is doing. And if you have an interest in ministry, I want you to check out our college. Simply go to Dino Padron Ministries, that's plural, Dino Padron Ministries, and Padron is P-E-D-R-O-N-E, and then go to the college page and get the information. Church administration, mission work, and education are the focus in the Bachelor of Arts degree in Christian Ministry and Certificate in Christian Ministry. One central core value of this program is to provide an opportunity in a career upon graduation through our Career Center. And some of the roles that we are emphasizing are lead pastor, associate pastor, worship pastor, Bible study leader, youth pastor, children's ministry. We're looking at indigenous mission work, global impact in the mission field, church planting, director of a nonprofit, ministry development directors, educational administrators, special education, elementary teachers, middle school teachers, high school teachers, online education. We call our school a school without walls, and it's really exciting to see what God is doing in our midst. And we encourage you to go online and get the information. You may want to be a student. You may want to apply to be a mentor. If you're looking for a place to do some teaching, if you have the credentials, send them to us and we'll certainly evaluate them. At the present time, our faculty is full, but we will be looking every year to other people teaching here at this wonderful ministry college. So this is a burden that's been our hearts for a long time, and now it's part of our foundation, Padron Ministry College. So go online and get the information. So Rick, tell us a little bit about what are you learning about Barnabas and what are you teaching those students? And frankly, I want to know myself so I can be a better encourager.
Well, I'm humbled that you said that, since you wrote the book on Acts and you have great familiarity with it. But I, again, we're first introduced to Barnabas in Acts chapter 4. Very interesting passage of scripture that, frankly, Barnabas is overlooked because everybody can only focus on chapter 5, verse 1 of Ananias and Sapphira. But in Acts chapter 4, the church is just in its developmental stage, and the people are really getting started in establishing the church, and they are, many people were getting involved in the work of the ministry, and they were doing some tremendous things, like selling their land and giving it to the church, which is something that I guarantee has happened down through the ages. And here we're introduced to the man by the name of, the King James Version says Joseph, but literally his name is Joseph. I've always said that the a good trivia question would be, what was the given name of the man we know as Barnabas? And his name was Joseph. And in that situation there, I wonder sometimes, they gave him a surname so they could distinguish him from the others, but that surname was given to him based on character. characteristics that he had exhibited that impressed the apostles and disciples there in the early church. And so he was called the Son of Consolation, and the word consolation is parakletos, which is very familiar to those of us who study the ministry of the Holy Spirit, one called alongside to help.
Yeah, that is a great parallel. So Barnabas, you're saying then evidently was someone really filled with the Spirit, but along with that filling, God gave him a certain giftedness in this area. Is that correct?
Yes, and he's the one that is mentioned by name in that passage and sort of the leader of the pack, if you will, of encouragers. I really believe that all Christians ought to be encouragers, and yet this man, Barnabas, was given the spiritual gift, as Romans 12 says, as well, and he's even called an apostle later in the scripture. There is some dispute and debate, as always there is, as to whether or not he was an apostle in the same sense that Paul was, one of the 12, but certainly he was one of the leaders of the early church. And so in this particular passage, we're giving some foundational information. And so yesterday, I delved into the declaration in verses 36 and 37 of Acts chapter 4 about the life of Barnabas. And it's some interesting characteristics and comments that are given in Scripture about him there.
We're listening in today to Rick Ramsey as he chats with us about his teaching there in Myanmar. This is Zoom teaching that he's given to the students. Many of you that are listening in are very interested in our ministry there because we support 10 missionaries who are pastors there. I say missionaries, they're sent ones, they're individuals, they're natives of that country, but they're definitely doing a great mission work. And it's amazing to go and see their churches. Many of them are very humble, very small, and yet what love they have for their people. And we support these pastors, and if you'd like to be a part of supporting the pastors, we would deeply appreciate it. And again, you can go to our webpage and get information on what we're doing. If you want to be on our mailing list, just simply send me an email, dinopadron@gmail.com. We have several hundred people now that are on our email list, both through snail mail as well as through social media. And we want people on there that really read the newsletter and really are interested in what we're doing. We have much larger lists of people, but this is a list that, of friends of ours that really want to help with these ministries. Rick, tell us a little bit about Barnabas's walk with God. I kind of think if I saw Barnabas come in the building, I'd be drawn to him in some way. But there's something about him. What was that?
I think you would be. I love the detail of Scripture, and I like to develop. You know, I wrote the book Marks in My Bible, and it's little individual details. And we're told that Barnabas was from Cyprus, which is an island in the Mediterranean Sea. But we're also told he was a Jew of the nation of Israel because he was a Levite. So a Levite was one who was, his family background at least, was one who was involved in the worship of the temple or the synagogues, at least in Cyprus. And so he had a family history in the religion that spawned our faith as Christians. And those things to me are very interesting about him. And he's mentioned a couple of times that he and Paul actually went to Cyprus. So he was one who was used to open the door of the gospel back in his home country of Cyprus. And he's mentioned 29 times actually, in 28 verses in the New Testament. And so that detail there, just as an introductory thought, is very interesting. And then, of course, the fact that he had some land, which kind of contradicts what we understand about the Old Testament Levites, who were not given any land. But obviously in Cyprus, he had some land, and he was willing to sell it and bring it to the apostles to show his allegiance to the Lord. And so that kind of testimony of helping and giving was seen throughout his ministry. And I'm going to continue that thought in the days ahead as we look at these 29 times that Barnabas is mentioned in the New Testament.
You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and my good friend Rick Ramsey is on with us today as we're talking about the life of Barnabas as he teaches this to the college students there in Burma via Zoom. As he's already explained to us, we can't travel there. He and I have both been there, spoken in their national conference, spoken in various churches, and been involved with several different groups as well. I was recently, Rick, in Montrose Bible Conference, speaking at their Bible Conference for a week, and I was interested in finding out that on Sundays, one of the places they rent their complex out to is a group of people who are from Burma or Myanmar. And so I look forward to meeting up with them one of these days. It's kind of an interesting thing. It seems like God puts the family of God all over the world, and the connection is really unique. I want to remind you again to go online and get information about our college. We're really excited about what God is doing with the Padron Ministry College. We're up and running. We're looking forward to having students. If you want to be a student, simply go to our webpage at dinapadronministries.com and connect to the college page, and you get all the information you need. Many are applying. We have several that have now applied from Africa. We have others that are over near Australia that are talking about applying. Plus, of course, we have many here in the United States. There's due enrollment credits you can get. We have a wonderful team that we're putting together, a team of men and women who are really trained in the field. They're not just academic individuals, but they are also people that are involved in ministry. Our mission chair, for example, is Dr. Ron Susek, who God is greatly using. He's on international television in many countries now, preaching on Bible prophecy, but he has had a great burden for international work. I think of people like Pastor Danny King. Danny King pastors a church in Hollywood, Florida, but he travels literally around various places in the world, and he is a wonderful preacher, and God is greatly using him, and he is part of our teaching team. I think of Pastor Mark Chamberlain, who's the pastoral chair, a young man that God is greatly using in a church in upstate New York. We're so glad that Rick Ramsey, that you're listening to today, is on our team as well as one of our student support mentors, along with Olubami King. And so we have a wonderful team that God is bringing together with us. We have the faculty all set. If you're interested in a faculty position and you want to apply for one, it is filled for now. But go ahead and apply, because the school will be growing. We'll be needing more faculty members. I'm glad that we have hired on Roxana Vancia, who has a PhD from the University of France and a PhD also from Timișoara, Romania, who will be teaching many of our core subjects. I think that of Robert Navarro, dear friend of mine, who was a graduate of New York University, who has a 3-time Grammy Award winner, who will be chairing our music department. We're getting some very wonderful people as a part of this college, and so we're delighted. Rick, why don't you just say a word of encouragement about our college? You're talking about encouragement. They're encouraging the people here to connect to our college that would like to.
Well, I'm excited to be a part of the ministry of the college, and I'm humbled as well to have the opportunity to participate in it. And I'm amazed at what God has done, and excited about what he's going to do. And, you know, in relation to the subject that we have been talking about with Barnabas, one of the last things that we find about Barnabas in the book of Acts is this mentorship of John Mark, where he took an individual who was a little bit different than the Apostle Paul. And there was some dispute between he and Paul about John Mark, and Barnabas took him and encouraged him and helped him along the way, so much so that in the end, God brought all of that team back together. And that's the way I look at a mentorship ministry, whereby we are able to bring people together and help people move along in their faith and their Christian life, and their ministry from beginning to end. And you see that in the life of Barnabas, which to me is just a great encouragement. None of us are where we need to be, but other people are coming along in our life and helping us become more and more like Christ. And that's what a mentor does in my mind in the Christian life.
I think as you're talking there, Rick, I think of a man that I believe was a great blessing to your life, as he was to many people. A man that I had preached at my church several times. I had the privilege of preaching at his university and church many times. Dr. Lee Robertson, who was the pastor of the Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and also was the president and I believe the founder of Tennessee Temple University. He was a real encouragement to you, wasn't he?
He really was, and of course a challenge. He was a hero of those of us who were young men back in that day, and we were very intimidated by him in many ways, and yet when you were in his presence, you felt like you were in the presence of the Apostle Paul almost, or one of the great saints of the Old Testament. He had that kind of character about him. But the vision that he had and the influence that he had, and then he preached until the right up until the end of his life in churches all across America, encouraging them in matters of Sunday school and preaching and reaching out into the world. Had a great influence on my life, and I am thankful for the opportunity that I had to be in his institution. And yes, he did establish a great school at Tennessee Temple University.
I remember he would always say, it takes three to thrive, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And if you weren't doing that, he would let you know you're not going to thrive.
Yes, and his emphasis was have faith in God. And so that's what I think of when I think of him. It's like, despite what your eyes are telling you, trust God. He's in charge. He's moving it along. And just have faith in God. And that was a great encouragement.
Yes, you're listening in to Life Change Weekend, and this is Dina Padron chatting with you, and we're delighted to have on again this week Pastor Rick Ramsey, who is teaching the students here in Myanmar that many of you are supporting their pastors with gifts, and we appreciate that, and he is teaching them with Zoom, and he's teaching on the subject of Barnabas, and explaining about the encouragement that this man was to the lives that were there. And I want to encourage all of you today to live for the Lord and give your life to Christ and commit yourselves to Him. There's something special about a relationship that is in depth with Jesus Christ. The Christian life is not a life of religion. It's not really a life that's with a bunch of rules that you have to follow. The Christian life is based upon a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so once we have that relationship established, then we're able to go on and to see encouragement in our life. So to all of you out there, thank you so much for listening in. Our broadcast goes to a number of different places now. Thank you for listening in. We've just added some stations in Tennessee, and we welcome all of you that are listening in that part of the country as well. And may God richly bless all of you. And again, we're talking about encouragement, and my encouragement to you is to find somebody today to be an encouragement to, because that truly is a life change.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.